Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Regarding Ernesto, no, it doesn't appear we're going to take any kind of direct hit from the storm. It's way out to sea. But if you're going to the beach this weekend, please, please, please be on the lookout for red flagged areas, folks, because Ernesto still threatens us with rip current that can sweep even an Olympic swimmer away. Carol DiOria down on the beach for us today.
Just blame Ernesto. While the hurricane is passing well off to the east of us, we will feel the effects. There is a high rip current risk until Saturday night at 9 p.m. Julissa was sunning herself in Rockaway Beach, and she said no thanks to going into the water. She's never been caught in a riptide, but her mother has.
She actually, she went under, and the paramedics had to come and save her. We wound up in the local hospital. She hurt both her knees. So the waves are pretty bad here.
Signs at the beach say if you get caught in a rip current, don't fight it. Swim parallel to the shore. And if you can't escape it, just float or tread water. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds, and 92.3 FM in Rockaway Beach.
Good sound advice there. Well, at least they have a video of them now so we can see what they look like. The NYPD is still looking for a group of guys going around with a circular saw, in some cases burglarizing bodegas and laundromats. They've struck at least 40 times, it says here, over the last 4 to 5 months, these guys. And they are equal burrow opportunity burglars hitting places in Queens, Brooklyn, the Bronx. Some new video shows the suspects dragging an entire ATM out of a bodega and placing it in a getaway vehicle. Well, the police issued a new video and photos of these guys and their getaway vehicles. Police say they like to strike in the midnight, in the overnight hours, and often enters a building by breaking a window. Although, again, the latest photo shows one of them carrying that circular saw. No one's been injured in any of these since the places they hit are usually closed, empty. So if you know anything about it, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. In Queens, a sad story surfaced from the police files August 6th, where a woman was struck and killed by a city bus. And here's the rarity. Police say the bus driver kept going, left the scene. Yeah. Did they know? 31-year-old Amisha Michael Keys was crossing the street when she was hit by a bus making a left turn on southbound Bedell Street. This is near Baisley Boulevard. They rushed her to the hospital, but she couldn't be saved. Police say the driver did not stay at the scene. It's unclear if the driver knew they had hit anybody, but the police are still investigating. The MTA issued a statement saying the operator who passed a routine drug and alcohol test is taken off the job now, and they are cooperating with the NYPD, adding, "Our hearts go out to the loved ones of the victims." A shooting early this morning in the Bronx leaves one man critically injured and a lady who happened to be closing up for the night at a smoke shop with a bullet graze. And 1010 Winds talked to her.
Two men fighting on the sidewalk in front of Billy's Deli. This is about 1:30 in the morning here on West Fordham Road. And surveillance video shows what happens next. One of those guys pulls out a handgun and fires several times. The 43-year-old guy he was fighting with was shot in the back and critically injured. A woman walking down the block, grazed by a bullet on her thigh. After coming back from the hospital, she spoke with me.
I don't know what happened. All I know is I was walking, I heard commotion, and next thing I know, I was shot.
Where?
In my leg.
Where'd you do that?
People was helping me.
How about getting to the hospital? How'd you do that?
A random person took me to the hospital.
Cops from the 52nd Precinct continue to guard the area in front of the store as they're looking for the shooter. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, University Heights, the Bronx.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.